the June 6th Plan Commission to order. Mr. Deagle, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson?
Here.
Mr. Hogan?
Here.
Mr. Burkhardt?
Here.
Mr. Haley?
Here.
City Engineer Morrow?
Here.
Alderman D'Andrea?
Here.
Commissioner Fowler?
Here.
It's a red letter day. We have a full house. Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Move on to item B1, approval of the regular meeting minutes of May 23rd. Any additions or corrections?
Correction, Mayor.
Commissioner Fowler.
Just a correction on page 5, the second paragraph. Commissioner Hogan moved and City Engineer Morrow, the moved is missing.
That would be the second paragraph?
Yes, second paragraph on page 5.
Yeah, insert the word moved between Hogan and Hand. With that correction, any others?
Second.
Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Because everybody's here, I'm going to do these in order. We move on to C1, Action PDR, Inc., a residential property damage repair contractor. This is a special use application by Justin Johnson. This will be a public hearing. Mr. Deagle, you have a hearing notice?
Yes, sir. Notice is hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct the public hearing on Thursday, June 6, 2019 at 7 p.m. or soon thereafter as a matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers at the City of Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comments regarding an application by Justin Johnson, President of Action PDR, Inc., a residential property damage repair contractor for a special use under Standard Industrial Classification Title Number 1521, General Contractors, Single Family Houses, to operate a fire and water damage repair business primarily for insurance companies out of an existing 1,700 square foot structure, 900 square feet will be for warehouse use and 800 square feet will be for office use. Employee vehicles will be parked outside at the front of the building, 3/4 ton pickup trucks and cargo vans with hours of operation from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays, occasionally Saturdays, and any time emergency repair work is required upon property zone M1 limited industrial district located at 10700 West Venture Drive, Suite F, more particularly described in the legal description. This public hearing is being held pursuant to the requirements and standards of Section 15-3.0701, General Standards for Special Uses, Section 15-3.0703, Detailed Standards for Special Uses in Non-Residential Districts, and 15-9.0103, Applications for Special Use Permit of the City of Franklin Unified Development Ordinance. A copy of the proposed special use resolution in draft form is available and open for inspection by the city in the office of the City Clerk at Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132. During normal business hours, the public is invited to attend the public hearing and to provide input. Proposed draft form resolution is subject to revisions following the public hearing and the further consideration by the Plan Commission and the City of Franklin Common Council.
Mr. Johnson?
No, I'm Ken.
I'm sorry. Let me have you just be there.
Okay.
So I think in plain English, Mr. Bruning's renting a space to a fire damage repair company. Their applications require a special use because that use is special under our zoning ordinance. It is typical of this particular development that this kind of business is participating. So they're asking for permission to do this. Mr. Bruning is the owner of the building. This will be a public hearing. The way our public hearings work, we ask that you come forward, give us 3 minutes of your best stuff. My advice is get to your point right away, because 3 minutes is not a long time. Even though a public hearing, my city attorney says, is wide open, try to keep it to 3 minutes. Give us your name and address, and let us know what you think. We don't do a lot of back and forth questioning. What we will do is listen to your question and answer it after all the questions have been asked. With that, this is a public hearing. I'll open a public hearing on Action PDR, Inc. Is there anyone wishing to speak on this matter? Is there anyone wishing to speak? Seeing no one rise, I will close the public hearing. Without objection, we'll move to the action part of this item. Any questions for the applicant? Commissioner Morrow.
I was out there today, and it appeared that there's three trailers that have tight seal on them. It didn't have your name on it, so are those your trailers or someone else's trailers?
Those are a different time.
Okay. So my question to...
Excuse me, before we do that, Joel, can you slide Ken's... And Ken, give us your name and address.
Yeah. Kendall Brunig. My office address is 10535 West College Avenue. It's right next to this property.
Okay. So we have 3/4-ton pickup trucks and cargo vans. Would you have need for cargo box trailers like are out there? And should we mention those while we're here?
Those are, they're like 12-foot long cargo trailers. So they're small trailers. They belong to
I understand those are someone else, but would you have some similar situations, and while you're here, you can get permission for those also? If the answer is no, that's fine.
Do I have similar situations to those? Or?
Does this tenant need cargo trailer?
No, he doesn't have. He has a cube van, which currently is parked in the easy storage parking lot.
Mr.
Fuller. Just a follow-up on that, would you foresee a when you might have damages that you might need bigger vehicles to park to limitate that?
Well, I know that there was one occasion where there was a semi made a delivery, but that's in the back. It's just a delivery, right. So no, I don't anticipate that. Not what we need.
The nature of these questions is not to limit, but to make sure that we cover the bases.
And then, Mr. Deedle, were there any concerns by the tenant or the landlord regarding any of the points on the resolution?
Well, I do not know. Thank you, General Peace, but I'm not positive. Conditions. In the resolution on page 2, the first 3 are our standard boilerplate. Fourth 1 is no outdoor storage or parking vehicles overnight.
We don't have outside storage there. There are occasionally some vehicles that park there.
But over 8,000 pounds?
No.
So the answer is no objection. So, okay. Mr. Deal, you had something else?
No.
Is there a motion to recommend approval of a resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of a special use for a residential property damage repair business, and we hope they have no business in Franklin, performing fire and water damage repairs used upon a property located at 10700 West Venture Drive, Suite F.
Second.
Special motion. Seeing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thanks. Thank you. I said I was going to do an order, but I'm not. Since there's 2 for the last item and a whole bunch for you guys, I think we're going to take care of the last item first. Item D1 is a business matter. It's Wyndham Homes Land Division, certified survey map. Mr. D? I'm sorry. I told you I wasn't going to do this, and I did.
Thank you. No public hearing for this one, just a standard certified survey map. Creating 2 lots on Forest Hill Avenue out of an existing lot. If I can get to the property really quick. This is in a slightly older part of the city where the lots are long and narrow. And there's oftentimes room for adding another lot. property lines aren't showing up. I think it's this one right here. Yes, that looks about right. It's the wider roof. So it's, I believe it's this one right here. So, as you can tell, there are some woods and stuff in the back. So they do have to update their natural resource protection plan, so that'll be one of the conditions in the approval. Staff is recommending approval of the certified survey map with a number of conditions. I believe the applicant is okay with these conditions. The one I would note, again, is that there is some update to the natural resource protection plan, some updated information that we're going to be requiring. If they are encroaching into any of those natural resources, then they would have to do a natural resource special exception. Otherwise, there's a mention about the conservation easement. They'll have to do a conservation easement. They have to verify the delineation of the woodlands and get the approvals from the DNR and Army Corps for the jurisdiction of the woodlands. Otherwise, staff is recommending.
I assume you're Mr. Cannons?
Yes.
Right. Questions from the commission? Commissioner Fowler?
I'll just wanted to, do you have any objections to those conditions there, 12, 13 conditions?
No, Dan Cannons from Living Homes. No, we're going to comply with all those conditions. Out there. We're working on it.
More a statement than a question. If you have to update the natural resource protection plan, to note that the wetland determination and data forms all are post dated to the 2019.
Just a comment, a suggestion. On the soils map that's in the material submitted, in the narrative that we were given, it said that the new homes are going to try to put them about the same setback distance from the street as the other houses in the area. If you look at the soils map, it may make more sense to pull them back further. The soils are distinctly drier in that area than the existing residences. If you look at the map, it becomes obvious, and I think you can probably still make it fit in the streetscape that the loam soils are your wetter soils out there.
Yeah, we had no objection to that. I was just trying to make it out of the existing like engineering or city
recommendation. Wouldn't be a requirement. I'm just suggesting move the pads back if you can.
Mr. Beagle.
Yes, he's pointing out that the UDO does require setback averaging when you're putting in new homes in line with all a whole bunch of existing homes. There's only a little bit of flexibility where they can move, and there is a little bit. So they'd have to go through a variance if they wanted to do more movement than that.
Anyone else? Is there a motion to recommend a resolution? Recommend approval of the commission officially approving a two-lot certified survey map being part of southeast one quarter of the southeast one quarter of section 13, township 5 north, range 21 east in the city of Franklin, Wisconsin, and Franklin, Milwaukee County, Wisconsin, at approximately 3031 West Forest Avenue.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
With that, we move back to item C2, a public hearing for United States Cellular Operating Company for installation of a tower for a special use application for a tower where we all know is Andy's gas station. Mr. King, you have a notice to read.
Yes, sir. Notice is hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, June 6, 2019 at 7 p.m. or soon thereafter as the matter may be heard. The Common Council Chambers at the City of Franklin, City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding an application by United States Cellular Operating Company, LLC, for a special use under in part section 15-30805, wireless telecommunication towers and antennas, subsections G, special uses, and section 15-3.0701. General standards for special uses of the City of Franklin Unified Development Ordinance to allow for the installation of a 125-foot monopole tower at Andy's gas station. The lease area of approximately 3,600 square feet, which includes a 2,304 square foot fenced compound located in the northwest corner of the property, will consist of a gravel surface and will include a chain link fence, the tower and ground equipment, and a 30-foot wide United States cellular access and utility easement is also proposed, adjacent to the leased area located at 95120 West Bryan Road, property zoned B3 Community Business District, bearing tax key number 882-9999-002, legal description, and more legal description. This public hearing is being held pursuant to the requirements and standards of Section 15-3.0701, General Standards for Special Uses, Section 15-3.0703, Detailed Standards for Special Uses in Non-Residential Districts, and Section 15-9.0103, Applications for Special Use Permit, the City of Franklin Unified Development Ordinance. It is noted for public information that certain existing provisions in the City of Franklin Unified Development Ordinance have been preempted by state law. In part, Sections 15-3.0805, Wireless Telecommunication Towers and Antennas, and Section 15-3.0701, General Standards for Special Uses of the City of Franklin Unified Development Ordinance, include terms and provisions thereof which have been preempted by Wisconsin State Statutes 66.0404, Mobile Tower Siting Regulations, as they pertain to the subject application. Wisconsin Statute Section 66.04044, Limitations, provides in part with regard to any activity described, mobile tower installation, a political subdivision may not do any of the following: enact an ordinance prohibiting the placement of a mobile service support structure in particular locations within the political subdivision, disprove an application to conduct an activity described, mobile tower installation, based solely on aesthetic concerns, disprove an application based solely on the height of the mobile service support structure or on whether the structure requires lighting, disprove an application based on an assessment by the political subdivision of the suitability of other locations for conducting the activity, impose a setback or a fall zone requirement for a mobile service support structure that is different from a requirement that is imposed on other types of commercial structures, or limit the height of a mobile service support structure to under 200 feet. A copy of the proposed special use resolution in draft form is available and open for inspection by the public in the office of the City Clerk at City Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, during normal business hours. The public is invited to attend the public hearing and to provide input. Proposed draft form resolution is subject to revisions following public hearing and the further consideration by the Planning Commission and the City of Franklin Common Council.
Okay, so try to get through your name and address. Joel's going to give you the microphone in a minute. And I remind everybody what Joel read in the last paragraph of the meeting was. Our ability to regulate this is very, very small. So you have any other English language you want to add to that, Joel? Here's the location.
Yes.
Right there.
So that's Annie's gas station on the northwest corner of 51st and Bryan Road. There's that grassy field that they use for parking of trucks. That's a topic I'll have to mention during the discussion as well.
We will talk about that.
So at the northeast corner of that, northwest corner of that property is where they want to put the cell tower. It is going to be approximately 125 feet tall. By that state statute that supersedes local regulations, we can't say no. They get to choose the locations. There's a few things that we can do. The most pertinent would be we can make them follow the same setback requirements as the commercial structures that Andy's gas station has to meet. That's about it. They have to provide certain information as required by the state statute. They have provided almost all of that information. We do have some additional recommendations. There was another cell tower, brand new cell tower, proposed on Rawson Avenue by Faith Presbyterian Church. We did ask for conditions like adding landscaping around the base of the tower. That cell tower operator agreed to those conditions. We are asking for those same conditions here as well, but the applicant would have to agree to those. The one thing that we are requiring, of course, in addition to that, is the information that they provided wasn't complete. It's missing some right-of-ways, a description of what they were proposing to do, so it's not really clear. We are asking for that clarifying information as well. Those are conditions in the resolution as well. So there are a number of conditions that are related to those kind of factors, but the bottom line is the state law does not allow us to say no. It does make us, it does allow us to say that they have to meet the normal setbacks that the principal structure has to meet. The other thing that I would mention directly related to this matter, is they have changed the location. Originally, it was proposed to be immediately adjacent to 51st Street, and they changed it to be at a different location further west, and then they changed it to be at the location that is currently proposed. So if you note in your materials why they submitted way back last year, that's why, because they chose to move the location, partly on some initial staff comments, partly on discussions with the owner of the property. And there is a time limit to how long we have to review that. That was 90 days from their initial submittal. They have given us a time extension to this meeting, so we would have to act tonight.
So we received the coverage maps?
No, that is related to some of the information that they have to give us. They have to have a sworn statement that they have looked at that, and they have to do an analysis. They didn't give us anything that shows they did such an analysis. We do have some statements. So that is one of the suggestions. That is a suggestion that we would add that to the conditions. Again, it's related to the information that we think they need to provide to flesh out exactly what they're doing. And it is related to this service area issue that they do have to address in their materials.
Okay.
So otherwise, staff is recommending approval with all those conditions.
Okay. All right. As soon as Joe puts that microphone up there, I will now open the public hearing on this matter. Anyone wishing to speak, please rise, come forward, and give us your name and address.
Dale Borchardt. My family owns the property directly west of the proposal, 5200 West Ryan Road. We strongly oppose the construction of the tower based on the following arguments. One is aesthetics. I know you mentioned aesthetics a little while ago. The Highway 100 corridor, I guess if I was in your position, I would want to make sure that the Highway 100 corridor looks good. It doesn't have any structures such as a cell phone tower near it. The cell phone tower is going to be 330 feet from the road. I was driving today coming from the west. You can see quite a bit of Highway 100. You can see all the way to 46th Street. I think a cell phone tower would really mess up the skyline. So talking about the Highway 100 corridor. The second thing, cell tower near residential areas, all the existing residential areas, and the property directly to the north is going to likely to be residential area, and I guess that aesthetics is going to be a problem there too. Argument number two that we have, it's all in that email I sent. But anyways, the property value decrease. Cell phone towers are definitely going to decrease the property value. How much is uncertain, but if you have a 129-foot cell phone tower, approximately 35 to 50 feet from your property, it's obviously going to decrease your property value. Is it fair that one property owner benefits and others suffer? you know, Andy's is going to get their rent check every month, and we're going to suffer in our property value. We're trying to sell the property right now, and immediately the you know, if we can find anybody at all to buy it with a cell phone tower right next door, the value is going to be a lot lower. Similar to a subdivision having restrictions to protect all the neighbors, this is the same thing. You should have some kind of restrictions to protect the neighborhood. One other argument I have, going through your resolutions, one of the requirements on page 3, that it will not have an undue adverse impact upon adjoining property. I state that this definitely has an undue adverse impact on our property. We're right next door. Like I said, 35, I didn't, the dimensions aren't super clear to me, but it looked like 35 to 50 feet from our property, we're going to have a 129-foot cell tower. I mean, if that does not have an undue adverse impact on our property, I don't know what does. So I guess, and then on page 5 of your resolution, or no, 6 of your resolution, says in the event that a United States cellular operating company, successors or assigns, does not comply with one or any of the conditions and restrictions of this special use resolution, the common council, upon notice and hearing, may revoke the special use permission granted in this resolution. Well, from the bat, I don't think it violates this requirement that I just mentioned, and I think, you know, it just kind of fails in that regard. So based on all these arguments, I guess I ask that you deny the request for the special use permit. I think it's reasonable. Any reasonable person would say that it's, like I said, that it will not have an undue adverse impact upon adjoining property. Well, we're adjoining property. It's going to have an undue adverse impact. So I guess that's my argument. Thank you.
Can we